It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 761. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also Facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code Mike Tech Show for your free 15-day trial, and you can go directly to instanthousecall.com. Download. Give it a try. You'll be back. You'll love it. You'll subscribe. The show's also brought to you by MagnusBox. This is your secure, reliable, single source for all of your backups at MagnusBox.com. The client, there's a version across all platforms: Mac, Windows, Windows Server, Linux. If you are a Syncro user, there are Syncro scripts. There's bare metal backup and recovery. That means you can restore from a different, totally different piece of hardware. Go to MagnusBox.com, request a demo, check it out. If you mention that you heard it on the Mike Tech Show, your first 3 months, your platform fee is half price. Give it a try. You will love it. They only sell to partners. Tremendous support, tremendous knowledge base. If you have any questions, this has to be your only cloud backup solution for your clients. That's MagnusBox.com. I have a lot to talk about. So tonight's show, we're going to email migration story where I learned a few things. I have some links to share. New systems, just a lot of new systems happening. Remote web workplace. I got to talk about that from SBS 2011. Evernote, shame on them. And I got to tell you how I upgraded to the new version. Everything blew up. They have like major features missing in the new version. So what's the solution? I'm going to talk about that. We're going to spend some time talking about RoboForm and some other great links and software utilities that you could give as a great Christmas gift at tremendous discounts. So we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to take a look at the time. I have some email here. I have a stack that I didn't even print yet that's going to go to next week. But I do have some that I might want to catch up on. Let's see how time permits. So the first story, I have an email migration where I have a client, a retainer client that is taking on another company. But the other company, we have a meeting and we decide that they're primary email is going to be the email of the company they're joining. And they have an existing email. And I should have went over this in more greater detail, because the day of the migration, I had the new users all set up in the Office 365 E3 that my current client is using. And I'm now working with another IT company because we're now assimilating this company. And the company was great. The tech was excellent. And I'm going to share a couple things that I learned and he learned. It was really, really good, and it made it go very, very easy, except for one snag. So the first thing we thought, okay, let's add a second custom domain to my current Office 365. Not a problem. So we have to put a text file in the DNS the day of the migration, and actually the day before, and I create the accounts and I set up the alias as their old domain. Then he exports all the email. We have PST files. They're not a lot of email. And I'd say like each user 4 or 5 gigs. And we do a cutover. He changes the MX records on the DNS. And new mail is flowing. We reconfigure Office on the machines and Outlook, set up a new profile, and he starts importing the PSTs. A couple hours later, we have a conference call. They never notified any of their users, and if they started sending out email from this new domain, they're not going to know who they are. They may not even read it or trust it. So now, something I learned, which is really good, and that's what I want to share here. We had to wait until the mail was all uploaded. In Office 365, thank God, you can take the alias. There's an option in the admin to make that the primary email. And now their new email is going to be an alias. So now when they sign in to portal.office.com, they sign in with their existing email, not the new one, and it works. But I had to create a new profile, and all the email that we uploaded had to just download again. That worked for the users, and we will flip it after they properly announce everything. So now they're going to get email as an alias for the new company, but their old name remains the same as they communicate with users and start to slowly wean them to their what's going to be the new merged company name. So, couple links for tonight, and they're from slipstick.com. If you have Outlook or Exchange, and I've talked about Slipstick for years, that is the go-to website for deep answers to any of your Exchange or Outlook questions. And the first link is going to be using two or more custom domains with Office 365. Very important. Then I have this trick that I never knew how to do. If you have a new profile and you take the NK2 or what they call the auto stream, that auto complete file, if you rename that to the file name that matches the profile name, you can start Outlook. You type outlook.exe / import NK2, and it automatically imports the autocomplete file. I never knew that with that command line switch. Just something I've never done. I've always used the NK2 utility from Nearsoft to manage that, but I did not know you can just do that from the command line, or you know, the search bar or the run command in Windows. The other tech learned that. I learned that from when I was doing some of the profile creation and some of the things, he learned stuff from me. So that was really cool. We were able to kind of swap techniques. And it was very collaborative, very good, and it made it go really, really easy for the migration, except for that little twist, but we were able to get through that. So anyway, Fabs, but yes, Fabs can do that, But here's the thing. We weren't using Fabs with this because the only thing we had to do was create a profile. And it was the same system. So we're going to talk about Fabs later in the show. But Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro, that is what Sound Risk in the chat is mentioning. So real quick, wanted to go over that. That migration went really well. And that was it was right before Thanksgiving. So that was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving while I was in Florida. So doing that all remote, it worked really well. Something that as we were exporting and importing the mail from the PST, from their old email provider, I learned something from the other tech that I want to share. We were talking about Google Apps, Gmail, and syncing calendars and contacts. And I have something that I never heard of that they use for their clients. And it's open source, right from SourceForge. And it is called Go Contact Sync Mod. And this link will be in the chat. Excuse me, not in the chat. This link will be in the show notes. Check that out. It's a free program that will sync Google Calendar and contacts, and it's free. It's got a tremendous amount of reviews that are like it's all 5-star, most of the reviews. So I think if you're looking for something to sync with Gmail, check that out. That's something that I've always had a problem with, and that's why I try to get people moved to hosted Exchange, because it's native and it's active sync. And it's Exchange Sync just built into every device, whether you're an Android, whether you're an iOS, whether you're a Mac, whether you're Windows. It, as long as you're using Outlook, it is, you know, hosted Exchange, it doesn't get better. But if you want to keep it free and you got your, you know, you don't want to buy any third-party software, and check this out. Let's see. New systems. Oh, man. The past couple weeks, and even today, another new system rollout, and we have been living with, and we're going to have another one tomorrow afternoon, someone upgrading their current computer and then deploying that to someone else, especially maybe another family member or somebody, and that family member has an old computer they're going to retire. So what do we do with the settings? So a perfect example is something that happened last week, or actually the week before, right before Thanksgiving. We have a client that their system, new system, my son took out their hard drive. We did a transfer using Fabs Auto Backup, transferred everything, all of the Outlook. And by the way, the Outlook went spectacularly perfect with 4 email accounts and OSTs and PSTs and signatures and the autocompletes. Everything went perfectly. We got that done. And while we were away for Thanksgiving, my son and I, we said, look, we're going to put that drive back in there. If you need anything, it'll be untouched. We can always grab something from that system. But now we're going to deploy that to his wife. So tomorrow, my son's going to be at the site, and he has a couple other things that he wants done. He's got to fix a strange printer problem that'll end up being in a future show, and an interesting Skype problem that, again, will topic for another show. He's going to take this user's bringing in his wife's old computer. My son will bring that back to the office with this other computer, which is good enough to now he can give to his wife. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to format the system and completely set up brand new Windows 10 to, you know, 20H2, and then take the hard drive out of the current wife's computer do a transfer, get her totally up and running on now the redeployed older system, which is newer than the system that his wife currently has. Hope everybody followed that. But anyway, Fabs is the critical path item for making this all happen easily. The link will be in the show notes for you. We're an affiliate. Just, it's well worth it. It's inexpensive and you can use it, you know, a zillion times. Because of COVID, we have a company that 100% of the employees came down with COVID-19. Now, luckily, we weren't there during this spread that happened. It's a small CPA firm, a dozen employees, and they're all infected and they're all at home. And there was a problem. I inherited this client last year, but they had already been using remote web workplace. Probably one of the best features of small business servers that's not made anymore. And this is SBS 2011. As a matter of fact, it's the very server that I did a show talking about how to get Microsoft Security Essentials on. This is the server. So the users want to remote in and they're having trouble. We're getting an error when they display, they log in so you get the website so you know IIS is working and we know the firewall and the rules are working because we can see the website when you log in. But now you can't drill down to the files when you go to where the files are shared and they want to be able to get to them. Can't you get an error every time you do it? So I'm working with one of the users remotely and I find after doing some research what I had to do to make this all work properly. And I know Internet Explorer is not to be used anymore, but for just this instance, we have to for using it for remote web workplace. It works best with IE. So there were a few things I had to do. One, you know, when in doubt, when you're having trouble with a server, reboot it. Because once I rebooted it, things started working better. So I remotely rebooted it. I have Instant House Call on the system. I rebooted the server. That came up. Then I had IE, and you have to set the website to launch in compatibility mode. I'm going to try to find a link on the instructions for this. Once I did this, I built a procedure and then quickly got that into the hands of the 12 employees so they could all remote in and they're all working fine. But I had to do that, I think the Saturday, I was going to say the Saturday before Thanksgiving, but it was actually the Saturday before that. So this has been a couple weeks I worked on this and it didn't make it to the last show. So it's kind of, this topic kind of followed over. So I do have a link that I'm going to put in the show notes on the things to troubleshoot remote web workplace. And to me, the big thing was A, rebooting the server, B, making sure that custom website that they're going to was listed to run in compatibility mode. And that made everything work good and they're happy and hopefully getting better. And I know they had their office professionally cleaned, but it's going to be a long time before I will set foot or my son will set foot in there. Let's see. Now, Evernote. Okay. I upgraded to the new version of Evernote. Boy, did I hate that. One, it doesn't integrate into Outlook. The web clipper or whatever you call it, the add into Outlook does not work. They don't have it in the new version. The sync button is gone. Now, I know they say, oh, it's going to automatically sync. No, they took away the sync button. And this is unforgivable. I had to spend 10 minutes to look at how to print a note. That's a disgrace. So I went to Evernote's website and I pay for the premium version. I'm like, this is insane. How do I get back? You can uninstall the current version just in case you upgrade to that. And they have, for this reason, they know this is a problem. You have to install the older legacy version. So that's what I did. And it's like, now it's not green. It's like white on gray, the icon. But once I signed in, everything was there. All my notes was there. And I was happy. I could print. The sync button is back. I now can take Outlook emails and quickly add them to notes in Evernote. It's how I live. You can't take away integration into the desktop Outlook version. I am shocked. What's wrong? Okay, clearly this is a company not properly doing a focus group with users. They're not. Or at least not real users. And I don't understand that. Why not a call out for the power users? Making sure that you vet them, that they're using all these features and then try it. How can you take away major integration and features? I'll never understand that. And I know I'm not the only one using it. I know the new version was driving Kate crazy on a couple things. So Kate, actually, we've been going back and forth, and I was just so mad. And then I finally sent an email saying I solved it all by going to this legacy link, and that link will be in the show notes. Install an older version of Evernote, and they call it the Evernote Legacy app. So they better not take that away, and they better keep somehow upgrading it. Well, no, I don't want them to upgrade it. I don't know what I want them to do. I want them to keep all the features, right? Stop taking away and hiding things. Could you imagine you hide the ability to print? I'll never understand that. Okay, so I'm off my soapbox for that. So I'm talking to Carrie Holzman last night. We had a nice long talk, and this is a great time to announce we are doing a Tech Vets Tuesday night, the 8th of December at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on my Twitch channel. Carrie and I will do a live Tech Vets. So next Tuesday, Tech Vets. He mentioned the deal that he has with RoboForm. I used to use RoboForm way before it was a paid model. Well, the price, I think, is like $25 a year, or it's like $24-something per year. He was telling me by just going to roboform.com/carry, no code, no nothing, the landing page automatically sets the price at $9.55 a year, and you can lock in to 5 years. I immediately did that last night. For $47, locking RoboForm for 5 years. I love RoboForm. It's been so long since I have embraced and played with it. I was playing with it for hours last night. You can bookmark all of the websites that you have to log into. It can save all of your passwords. I think this is the best password manager that you can use. There are some other ones out there, and I've talked about them. You have LastPass, KeePass. I think RoboForm is the elite. And one of the reasons why I shied away from recommending it was because of its price. But for $9.55 for a year, you can't go wrong. Here's what I recommend. What a great gift for that person in your life that you can now give a year for unlimited devices, by the way. So that $9.55, I can have it across iOS. I have an Android device. I have my MacBook, all my Windows machines. I can have unlimited devices for my single account for $9.55. What a great gift. Buy several. I mean, that you can gift that And I think it's tremendous. So anyway, that's roboform.com/carry. Two other things while we were talking about this. Carry has two utilities. I use them. And one is Uncle Carry's Windows 10 Optimizer. I'm going to have a link in the show notes. And then this is a utility that you can quickly run and check all of the tips and all of the things to optimize Windows 10. Then there's Uncle Carry's Windows 10 Netfix to fix peer-to-peer network problems. This is it. When you go to buy these, they're only $5. So Carry asks, look, there's no coupon. You can use them on as many systems as you want. He asked that when you do run it on a computer, you take it off. Don't leave it on that computer when you run it for a system. For $5, another great gift idea. That's Uncle Carry's Windows 10 Optimizer and Uncle Carry's Netfix. Just two things for $5 a piece. How do you not do that? Oh, a link I forgot that I'm also going to have in there, RoboForm Tutorials. This is a great page. This is where you have quick tutorials on installation and setup for Windows, Mac, creating and saving a login, log into a site, creating a safe note, creating an identity, online checkout forms, and for filling a form for an identity, RoboForm web access, import to RoboForm, creating a shared folder, the security center, enabling two-factor authentication, all of these items that I described. There's either a video tutorial or a great instruction tutorial. So if you're afraid of RoboForm and getting started, I had it up and running in a matter of 2-3 minutes. I was up and running with it. So I think that's a great, great discount that you want to take advantage of. As a matter of fact, you know I'm a big Acronis user. So I had Acronis 2020, and I wanted to upgrade to 2021. Well, when I went for the upgrade, it was $39. I was like, wow, that's a lot of money. If you use Carry's discount code, which I got to get, I don't have it off the top of my head, Carry Holzman's discount code, it's $19.99. It was cheaper for me to buy a whole new version than it was to actually go through the upgrade. So I really like what Carry's doing in integrating with his videos. He's getting great, great deals for the content that he's using on how to do it, how to use Acronis, but he's making great deals for us and being able to save a lot of money for some really good software that we use on a regular basis. Now, I'm late to the game in embracing RoboForm, but there was finally a price dangled in front of me that I couldn't resist, and I had to say, okay, I'll take it. And then to lock in for a long time, I'm there. So to me, things that I like to use, yes, but if there's a great discount and it's a good, reasonable price, and again, across all the devices. Now, if you got a big family, you know, you can lock in to 5 family members at a 60% off using that landing page for Carry, roboform.com/carry. And you can lock in 5 users for your family with unlimited devices for each person across 5 years. And that's under $100. How can you not do that if the whole family needs password management? Something else that, you know, when I seen that, I was like, but right now I only have my wife, so that she could do that too, you know, and she doesn't have that many devices. So, but passwords are always a nightmare. I know I said I had some email. I'll do a whole total 100% email show next week. Since we're talking about Christmas, we're now in December 3rd. So we'll talk about Christmas. With the pandemic, you're not going to go to brick and mortar stores and go shopping, or at least I hope not. You'll stay safe and not go to the mall, or at least limit it and try to be very, very careful, you're going to buy from Amazon. Please use our link that Carrie and I share. Everything you buy, if you click on that link and then add it to your cart, when you check out, your price remains the same, but a commission comes back that Carrie and I split, and it makes a very big difference to us. It really helps us with expenses for the show. It helps with equipment. We thank you for using it, and this is the time. And if you don't know what to buy someone, use our link and buy an Amazon gift card and give the Amazon gift card. And then that person in your life, they can go and they can use our link and we can double dip. Anyway, that's great. Taz, moderator in the chat, he came up with the code for checking out for Cronus. Use the coupon code Carrie, Carey underscore 2021. Carrie underscore 2021, and that's Carrie all caps. Taz, thank you for digging that up for me. I really appreciate it. So there you go. Just by listening to tonight's show, you save a ton of money. And then as you shop, please go to Amazon, use our link, and you're going to have the company. When you buy from Amazon, it's the greatest customer service experience you'll ever have. I do that all the time. And if you ever have to return anything, it's very pleasant. Photo Ray in the chat, are there any codes for fabs? No, but you know what? I should really talk to Fabrice on that. So I will. He should have some Christmas codes. That would be a great idea. And if I can get some, I will certainly float them at a future show. But right now, I don't know of any. At least I don't have any. But I do have my affiliate link, and thank you for that. And then, of course, our sponsors. Man, and then mention that you heard it at the Mike Tech Show. Instant House Call. Get your demo. Magnus Box. You're going to save money. Get the demo. You're going to love it for all your online backup needs. That is it for tonight's show. I will see you back here next week. Same time, same channel, everybody. Have a safe week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.